Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, D-Say. He's our editor. He's our behind-the-scenes guy, and he's going to be joining me on these little short mini-sodes for college football. So basically, this is going to be the first episode of the year. We did talk college football a little bit a couple weeks ago, last week as well. Going to maintain the record that I have. Tone has a pick tonight. He has a record as well. And we're going to get D-Say on the board. We're going to see how he does. He's normally behind the scenes, but now he's up front and personal. So welcome, D-Say. Thank you for being here. We won't keep you guys long. I know you guys love college football, and you wanted to hear what we got to say about it. So D-Say, you want to go ahead and fire off your first game for us, buddy?
Game of the week. I haven't seen game day, but is it at Ohio State?
That I don't know yet. I usually flip it on 9 a.m. and that's exactly when I find out.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm sure all the listeners watch the Ohio State game and they realize one massive problem. That's the rushing defense. Minnesota ran all over them. Well, this week, I think it's going to be even worse. Oregon is a run-heavy team. Got a scrambler at QB. They ran 47 times last week against Fresno. And they have the fastest player that's going to be on the field in Johnny Johnson. That's their playmaker. I'm going to go Oregon with the points.
Okay, yeah. So that's the first game that I have, and I'm going to go against you. So Ohio State is 9-0 all time against Oregon. So I think they make it 10-0. CJ Stroud wasn't sacked a single time last week, and they only had one negative play. I know Kayvon Thibodeau is going to cause some issues, but against that Ohio State offensive line, I don't see him getting past them. Oregon didn't even look very good against Fresno State. So I think they kind of come off a lackluster game, and Ohio State really gets into them quick. And I think they cover by 3 touchdowns.
Okay. Is Thibodeau playing? He got hurt last week.
See, I'm sure he will. I mean, he's running for Heisman, but this is the biggest game of his career. So we'll see.
Okay. And then second game I have is Iowa State. Iowa State is a 4.5-point favorite that game. They had a rough week against Northern Iowa last week. Quarterback Brock Purdy looked good, but they weren't able to find the end zone through the air. And their top playmaker, Bryce Hall, wasn't able to get going. He only averaged 3 yards a carry. But on the other hand, Iowa dominated Indiana, especially on defense. They outscored Indiana alone on defense. Their defensive back, Riley Moss, became the fourth player in Big Ten history to have 2 pick sixes in one game. So I'm going Iowa outright.
Oh, you're going money line.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I like it. Ambiguous, but with my mind, I'm going to go ahead and take the points because I do see Iowa State winning this game after having a poor performance. But over the last 7 games dating back to last year, Iowa is averaging 35.5 points per game and only allowing 12. So they've been arguably the best team in the Big Ten other than Ohio State, and they showed it even more against Michael Penix's Indiana team, winning 34-6. And I don't really think home field is going to be much of an issue because Iowa is a Hawkeye state. So I'm going to take Iowa getting 4.5 points. And quick little note, Tone's only pick is Iowa State minus 4.5, so we're gonna hold them to it.
Next game, I got the Texas-Arkansas game where Texas is a 7-point favorite. They looked pretty good last week against Louisiana Lafayette. The quarterback, Hudson Card, had a pretty good game. He even had the announcers asking if Texas was back. And their backup came in, killed it. Arkansas, they looked okay. They're strong on defense, but they also played Rice. But that's not convincing to me enough. So I'm taking Texas minus 7.
Okay, not a bad pick. I don't have that game, but I have a game for the boys. It's the Virginia Tech game. They're 20-point favorites against Middle Tennessee State. But Middle Tennessee State dropped 50 points last week. Granted, it's against Monmouth, or however you say it. And they can prove they can score. Over the last 8 games against the spread, Middle Tennessee State 6-2. Virginia Tech just 2-4. With 20 points, I expected maybe – actually, I don't even think Virginia Tech's 21 points better than anybody right now, even though they did come off a huge upset victory that I called. But with all that being said, I'm going to take the points with MTSU. I'm going to take Middle Tennessee State plus 20 against your Virginia Tech Hokies. Sorry, boys.
That's fine. I don't think I would take Virginia Tech minus 20 against anybody, even Akron.
Akron's still 7-point underdogs against a team that allowed 61 points last week.
So, oh, yeah. Temple? I'm taking Temple. All right. I only have one more game. I have the Utah-BYU game. Utah is minus 7 that game. Their quarterback, Charlie Brewer, he transferred from Baylor. And he had them looking good a couple years ago. They went 11-3. But last year, they were horrible at 2-7. And that family, the Brewer family, they're just way too inconsistent. And I do like how BYU played against Arizona. So I'm taking BYU. Not outright, but I do like them with the 7 points.
Okay, right on. Finding those touchdown favorites. I have two more picks and a teaser, so a little bit more for you guys. So I'll just go ahead and get started. I have North Carolina. After the grueling beating, the grueling upset they came across against Virginia Tech last week, they're 26-point favorites against Georgia State, and I think all they want to do is go and beat the hell out of a team after what happened last weekend. Sam Howell has 5 touchdowns in the first half. The only thing that scares me is North Carolina's going to be winning by so much in the first half that they're going to pull their guys, and maybe Georgia State comes back. But I'll take them a little less than 4 touchdowns because Georgia State got spanked last week against Army 43-10. That's just a wrong place, wrong time if you're on that Georgia State sideline. So I'm going to go ahead and take North Carolina, who just dropped to 24. And it was weird. I saw this game at 26. I had it more at 31, so I just jumped all over it. But that leads us into, I think, what everyone's been waiting for a whole episode and a half. I didn't have one in the NFL, but you're hearing it now. I'm going to drop the NLOD. It's on Saturday. It's going to be Troy versus, who are they playing? Liberty, sorry. Troy versus Liberty. Troy just came off a 55-3 win against Southern U. They only lost to BYU all last season. Liberty has had so much good attention towards them the past couple of seasons. I think a ton of people see this game and just jump all over Liberty, but not me, not me. Liberty is 9-0 against the spread the last 9 games, though. That's wild. Troy is 4-8 against the spread the last 12 home games. So I'm kind of going a little off the spread. I think if Troy loses this game, it's by no more than a field goal. So I'm going to take Troy plus 4 for the NLOD. Woo!
Okay, I don't agree with that because I like Malik Willis. I didn't think he was good until the Virginia Tech game last year, but he's first-round pick. That's pretty bold to go against him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to happen. Just wait. It's the NLOD for a reason. Just wait for it. But I'm going to finish this off with a teaser. Everyone loves a good old-fashioned teaser. Got a couple Big Ten teams. So I'm going to start out. Michigan is 7-point favorites against Washington, and we all know what happened to Washington last week against Montana. Sheesh. Lost 13-7. Michigan's a touchdown favorite, which I think Michigan does win the game, but Washington has everything to play for. Everyone's watching after what happened to them last week. So I'm going to take Michigan teased down to minus 1, while I'm going to also go and stay in the Big Ten and take the Rutgers against Syracuse and tease that around. So Rutgers are giving 2 points to Syracuse. I'm going to take the Rutgers getting 4 because I don't think Syracuse can beat them by more than a field goal whatsoever. I love Greg Schiano, and I think that's the money parlay. So that's going to be Michigan tees down to minus 1 while I take the Rutgers around to plus 4. So that is about it. What do you think, Dakota?
I like it.
Anything else for the kids at home?
I got nothing.
All right. So, of course, if you enjoyed this mini-sode, let us know. We obviously aren't going over every single game, but if you had any questions, shoot us a DM, an email. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and now Reddit, all at Luck Changers Podcast. I think Luck Changers at Luck Changers on Twitter. And then you can email us at luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. And if you have any questions about a line, a fantasy play, just anything, we will respond to you and we will probably throw you on the show for it. So we thank you guys so much for tuning in. Just a quick little episode for you. For your host, Nate, my mini-sode co-host, D-Say, we are the Luck Changers and we are out.
Peace out.
Peace. I'm out of here.